I was very sure in my own position, and while I did state that I felt 80% at least of people out there were firmly against this proposal in its current form that has been adopted, and I'm glad to see, and I would acknowledge and thank Ocean FM, who actually went out themselves, and I would safely say the majority of people confirmed that view, that they're against this current proposal to remove the parking spaces at the shorefront, the Cannon side of Strandhill. Again, will reiterate, would be a death knell for Strandhill. And also, again, I would refer to any objective analysis of the online contributions. Quite clearly show that people are firmly against this. And I would welcome that. I think there's a petition, there's a few petitions, as I understand it, from the community. And I would, again, shout stop. I would call on the executive to revisit this proposal. Enhancement works are good, and there's a lot that Sligo County Council can do in Strandhill in relation to widening footpaths, traffic calming, safety measures. But the current plan, as adopted, if implemented, I think will spell the end of Strandhill and everything that is good and beautiful about the shorefront at Strandhill.
It's not too late then, from your point of view, for maybe a section of these proposals to be reviewed and maybe reassessed.
Well, I'd ask them to revisit and think long and hard, because, the Sligo County Council does great work in the community, but they do sometimes get it wrong. We all remember the ghost of Liz Adele, and also, I thought the pedestrianisation proposal for O'Connell Street, I thought was a disaster, and I do think that this is a crazy proposal in its current form. So I am, along with so many people out there, asking the council to just stop, think, revisit, but not to implement this proposal.